It is time for us to chat with our latest athlete of the week. We are pleased to have with us right now on KCII, Rhianna Hutterback. She's a senior over at Sigourney High School. She's been a member of the Sigourney Kyoto wrestling team now over the course of the last 4 years, and she just finished up one of the finer Iowa high school wrestling careers ever. As for a second consecutive season, she is your Class 1A state champion in the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union at 115 pounds and did it undefeated for a second straight year. Rhianna, congratulations. Just take me through that moment when that final bout got done and what was going through your mind.
Really just going out there and wrestling. It was a good match. I knew it was going to be tougher, so just went out and wrestled. But I'm glad we could come out on top.
You haven't had many of these in your high school career, but I would imagine you're still always prepared to have to try to score points and win it that way. So when you get a pin in that last one especially, that had to feel in particular really gratifying.
To go out there and get the fall is always the best, even though I had to work harder for it. But it's just good to be out there wrestling and doing what I love.
You talk about working hard for it. I think you have in your high school career. And I know some people might wonder about that because, like we said, this is a second straight undefeated season for you. You won 104 matches in a row over the last 2 years in winning back-to-back state titles. But you wrestled with the boys before that 2 years ago and won a state medal. It sounds like you hold yourself to this sort of high standard. And it sounds like you're still challenging yourself even now after everything you've done in high school. You feel like you can get even better.
Yeah, we're still working. All I do is wrestle, really, so just going to keep going. Wrestling boys was a great experience for me. Switching over to girls was a different experience, but I'm glad I got to be there to do it, and we're just going to keep wrestling.
We're talking with Sigourney Kyoto's Rhianna Hutterback, our latest athlete of the week, and the now two-time state champion at 115 pounds in Class 1A girls wrestling. There is a handful of wrestlers that have repeat titles under their belts, whether it's this or the IWOCA, which you won a championship for that at 110 3 years ago. So technically you're a three-time state champ now. Because it's still kind of a very new sport in Iowa, girls wrestling, there's going to be people years and years from now that look back and they'll talk about you the way they talk about like a Molly Allen of Riverside who won another state title this year or some others. Does that hit you yet, that you kind of set things up for other girls to wrestle in the future and try to do the things that you did?
Yeah, I'm glad that I could be one of the starting ones like Molly and some of the other girls. I'm just glad that I have girls that can look up to me and see what I did and that they would just want to be as good. So I'm glad that I could be that person.
You had some of those in the room. You had a freshman teammate, Carly Griner, who broke through this year and got to state in her first season. Key Montgomery was there also in one of her first years. How much has it been fun to help those girls and teach them about how to get better? And yet at the same time, how much have they also made you better as teammates?
I'm really glad to have them. There were six of us this year, so I was glad that we could have as many as we did. Three of us made it to state, which is a new thing for Sigourney. I'm glad that I could help start it, and I will definitely be back to help them.
We're talking with Sigourney Kyoto senior Rhianna Hutterback, our latest athlete of the week, after her second consecutive state championship. Obviously, those two are going to be big memories, but what else are you going to remember most about getting to wrestle for SK?
Just the environment. There's always a huge environment around wrestling. You always find like a family in the sport, whether it's teammates, the parents of your teammates, or even just the community. Especially here in Sigourney, we have a great community who's always very supportive of all of us. So that's going to be the biggest thing that I remember from being here in Sigourney and wrestling.
We're not quite done with the honors for you just yet. You made it into the second round of voting this year for the Dan Gable Miss Wrestler of the Year Award and in Class 1A, and we want to encourage people to vote for that, whether it's at IAWrestle.com or on IA Wrestle's Facebook page. That voting continues until February the 23rd. I imagine, you know, the winning itself is all you really care about, but how nice is it to have recognitions like that, being a part of that group and getting a chance to maybe again be a finalist for that award after doing it last year?
I'm glad to be there, and there's some good competitors also on this list, so I'm just glad that I could make it into the top seven, and hopefully we make it to the top three.
It would be really, really cool, obviously, to win it when that gets announced on February the 27th. And when you win an award, when you do a lot of good things, you have a lot of people, I'm sure, you thank. So that's the last thing I'll ask today. Who are the people you'd thank for helping you to this point?
My parents, especially. They're the ones that have pushed me to be the best that I can on the mat and off the mat. My overall family, friends, and my community. My community has played a big part of it also, supporting my every step and my decisions.
Well, we don't know quite yet where you're going to wrestle next year, but we know it's going to happen, and we know you're going to be a star there, just like you were in high school. Congratulations on a great career, Rihanna, and on a second straight state championship.
Thank you.
That is Rihanna Utterback. What a phenomenal career she has had. 104-0 in her 2 years in Iowa High School Girls Athletic Union competition as she walks away the two-time defending state champion at 115 pounds. Won three state titles in a row overall between the IGHSAU and the IWCOA. And she is again a semi-finalist for this year's Dan Gable Miss Wrestler of the Year Award in Class 1A. She's made it into the top seven. That voting, again, continues until February the 23rd to narrow down the final three finalists. You can do that voting either at iawrestle.com or on Iowa Wrestles, IA Wrestles Facebook page. We hope that you will be a part of that and making sure that Rihanna gets recognized for finishing off a phenomenal, phenomenal career with back-to-back state champions. Congrats to Rihanna Utterback of Sigourney Kyoto Girls Wrestling, our latest Athlete of the Week.